All right, Tom Torero, podcast 38. My, oh my, how they are flying by from Tokyo, Japan once more. But in the next couple of days, we say goodbye, sayonara, to this wonderful, weird, wacky, perverted land, which has not only blown me, but blown me away. I thought New Zealand was good and Finland was good earlier this year, but this country is on another level. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's been very productive and reproductive. Have a look at my little snapshot videos on my Torero TV YouTube channel if you want to get a glimpse under the skirt of this perverted land. I'll definitely be back. But anyway, the next couple of days, saying goodbye, off to London. It's the UK for most of December to tie up the loose ends on this project. Time with the family, Christmas vibes, it's going to be good, nice and cozy. I do like December in the UK. It's very warm and wonderful. But then, escaping the gloom of January, February, as the new year takes hold, I'll be off for a few weeks to South America and then up to North America to finish off the second half of what this big project is all about. So, getting some winter sunshine. We'll talk more about traveling in this podcast because it's not just about girls today. It's not just about street hustling, cold approach, day game pickup. It's about another one of the big three. The big three being the three things that most men think about most of the time. That is health, wealth, or women. Now, if you're listening to these podcasts, following my material, you'll already be aware that we're not confusing wealth and women, as in what a typical guy on the street says, you need to be rich to attract women. No, we've already figured out many a time that cold approach, street hustling, hacks, bypasses the system of needing to be a provider, needing to flash your cash to get girls is a much quicker, simpler, efficient way to do it. That is day game. So don't worry about that one. Health, really not qualified to talk about that, but we will talk about it in another podcast. But right now, today, we're going to be talking about wealth based on an email from Jono. Jono in Dublin in Ireland. All right, Jono, hope the crack's all good at your end. And he basically asked in this email, he asked politely, but really he's drilling down to ask about my money. He's asking whether I came into some inheritance, whether I got a pot of gold from a relative that died, if my parents are helping me out, if I've got a rich yummy mummy looking after me, i.e. he's saying, where do you get your money from? Because he knows that I travel and do what I want, have these experiences. I don't have my 9-to-5 teaching job that I had for years. So where is this money coming from? Is it savings? And he's curious, and that's fair enough. I'd say one in four of the emails I get at the moment, they are about this issue. Maybe one in five of my Skype coaching calls is about this. And there's always one or two questions in every seminar I do about this. Now, I've made a video product, an online video product called Flowmad, which addresses this in the context of escaping the matrix, global day game, being the captain of your own ship, not being a lemming, doing the opposite of what everybody else is doing. But I didn't specifically focus on wealth creation and what I'm doing with that money. So I thought now is a good time to focus in on it. And as I say to my clients, there's no excuse not to live like an emperor, right? The emperor of your own kingdom, but live better now than the emperors of days gone by. All right, there's no excuse if you've got access to the internet, you've got half a brain, if you can work out what you're good at, then it's just a question of delivering it. All right, so making money not because we need the money, but making money because that is taking us towards freedom. Freedom of time, all right? Not being tied down with liabilities, but focusing on assets. Seeing this as a project, something to keep you busy, to keep you motivated. It's inherent in the human condition, yeah, competition and struggle. Money's only a representation. It's neither good nor evil. You've heard all of these things before. So you have to understand the nature of money, the function of money, and have a detachment from it, yet not run away into the hills and be a hippie and say you don't need it, because quite clearly you do. There's that famous saying, isn't there? Money doesn't make you happy, but money can buy you a jet ski. And have you ever seen somebody unhappy on a jet ski? So that's the ethos of today's podcast. I'm not saying you need to be a millionaire, a billionaire, but you do need to have this focus. You do need to be working on yourself in order to get freedom. So let's consider why people are tied down first of all. A lot of people, I would say the majority of men that I interact with, are tied down mentally in that they consume massive amounts of popular culture and media. They're in a negative, trapped mindset. They're surrounded by negative people. They're in a job they hate. They're in a place they hate. They have imprisoned themselves, because even though the prison's locked from the inside and that guy can just unlock the door, open it and walk through, there's a massive weight on his shoulders where he feels like he can't. He can't even make the first move. Why is that? Also physically, not just psychologically, but physically, he's got his liabilities. Yeah, he's got his mortgage. He's got his loans. He's got his insurance. He's risk averse because he doesn't understand the concept of downside versus upside. He might have a wife and kids. So all these liabilities, where he is part of the rat race. He's a lemming. He's following what everybody else does. And when I walk past office blocks now in Canary Wharf in London, or I'm walking through Manhattan in New York, or here in the skyscraper district of Shinjuku, it just looks like little robots. Men buzzing around like worker bees from about 7 a.m. in the morning to about 9, 10, even 11 p.m. at night, all dressed the same, all going in the same direction. Now, I'm not knocking men working or having goals. If it's their companies they're working for, things that they've established, their babies, things that they look after, things that absorb them and make them happy, things that put them into a flow state, that's fantastic. I think a lot of guys think I'm a hippie in the sense that I'm dissing work, working hard. No, not at all. But I am dissing working for somebody else. I am dissing being a cog in somebody else's machine, because you are enslaving yourself. You might feel like you can walk out at any point, but if you've got that mortgage, that wife and those kids and that car, and you're stuck in that location, and you have to be there for your job in body as well as mind, then you're trapped. So the opposite of that is obviously building your own infrastructure, working for yourself. I used to, like I said, be a teacher, working for somebody else. Then I was a day game coach, but I was working with another company, sometimes for another company. So people telling me what to do, those guys taking the majority of the profits, just paying me for the work I did. That company having very dodgy dealings and lots of debt and chaotic management and full of procrastination and chaos, which meant that I didn't have ultimate freedom. It wasn't until I said, fuck it, going my own way in terms of work, having my own business, in control of what I do, generating my own money, being responsible, that I got ultimate freedom. Freedom to live where I wanted, freedom to say what I want, freedom to make the things that I wanted to make. All about having freedom of time, yeah? So how do I get the money to do the things that I want to do, to go to the places I want to go? No, there's no inheritance. No, there's no rich parents giving me money. I haven't had money from my parents since my university days. No inheritance from rich relatives. So it comes from, obviously, my live coaching. That might be one-on-one or group sessions or residentials. It comes from my Skype coaching over the internet. It comes from my books, both my paperback books and my Kindle books. So obviously there was cost in producing that material and then getting back that cost during initial sales. But after that, it's all passive. It trickles in as I sleep. Same with the online video products that I've had in the past. I've had many. Right now, I've just got FlowMad because I'm getting ready to launch this whole new chapter of the Tom Terreiro Empire. But once again, initial cost in making those video products, recouping that cost, and then from there on in, because it's a digital video product, there's no shipment of DVDs, it's passive income. So yeah, making money from video products, and now making money from ad revenue on YouTube. And that can only grow with a growing subscriber base. It's been amazing this year. My jump in subscribers and therefore ad revenue working with YouTube as a YouTube partner. And I underestimated that at the beginning, but seeing what I get per month just on the clicks and the subscribers I've got already, it gives me a lot of hope for the future. So that's what gives me freedom. It allows me to travel, it allows me to have different experiences, eat what I want, when I want, and answer to nobody except myself. Yeah. So I'm not putting my future in the hands of others. I'm not waiting until I'm 65 to cash in some kind of pension, by which stage I might be chronically ill, or I certainly won't be as physically mobile, physically fit as I am now. I'm not delaying success. I'm going for it. I'm writing my own ticket. Yeah. In the sense that I'm working alone, I'm having no liabilities. So I have no mortgage. I have no loans. My student debt is paid off. I have no insurance. I have no wife. I have no kids. And now somebody might say, well, you don't own a property, therefore that's money down the drain. Yeah. Whereas I actually think renting is an asset, because with a month's notice, I can just drop it and go, staying in Airbnbs, just an email to say I'm leaving, and then that's it. Sure, if you own a property, if you know, paid in cash, all done, no mortgage, and you're renting it out, yeah, that's generating you income. But for me, it's about stripping things down. It's about minimalism, because I've said many times in my talks and in FlowMad that it's not about making millions. I'm actually earning less now than when I was a primary school teacher, but because I'm not paying into some kind of mortgage, because I'm not having to turn up Monday to Friday, 7 in the morning to 7 at night, I'm doing a lot more with that money. So it's more bang for your buck, all right? Not just more day game bangs, but in terms of your lifestyle. Now, people say you're traveling, that kind of lifestyle, you're traveling to escape. You know, many guys say, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to stop being irresponsible? When are you going to man up and get that mortgage and the kids and the car? Whereas I see travel not as a gap year thing where a student goes to Thailand or to Nepal to find himself and takes part in a charity project. I travel for clarity. I travel for perspective. This year I've done an immense amount of traveling around the world. I've been to South Africa, I've been to Australia, I've been to Brazil, I've been to North America, I've been all over the former Soviet Union, I've been up into Scandinavia, now I'm here in Asia. Traveling gives you perspective. It immediately shows you that those little niggling problems you felt trapped by, they're so insignificant. You can see trends in what people are doing the world over. You can see how far money can take you, because in the country you're living in now, X amount of money can get you Y. But obviously when you travel, certainly to places like Asia, not Japan, interestingly, very expensive here in Japan, but other parts of Asia, South America, into Middle Europe, Eastern Europe, into the Balkans, you realize how far your money can go. And if you're not owning a property, if you're just renting, then that itself is amazing. You realize when you travel that if you've got the laptop with the internet connection and you've got sales skills, marketing skills, if you've got yourself as the asset, which is true for my day game coaching, it's my day game ability, which is my asset. It's the charisma and the confidence that's been built up through my day game career. That is my asset. So that's portable with the laptop, with the internet connection, with things like writing books and making video products and Skype coaching. That's all very, very portable. So no need for the office, no need for clocking in and out. Thank God that we live in this generation. That's what I say in FlowMad. Imagine if Casanova had lived in these times rather than having to take a horse and cart around Europe and run his kind of social circle, warm approach game, if he had things like Skype and FaceTime and Facebook chat and here it's called Line in Japan rather than WhatsApp. But all these tools, PayPal, you know, online video platforms, I use one called Kajabi, self-publishing, I use Lulu, creating a website, you can use WordPress, I use Wix, all these simple tools, most of them free, very, very instinctive. Children can make businesses. There's really no excuse why, if you're living in these times, you can't be your own emperor. There's a million ways to generate money, and if you can't see that, then it really means you're stuck in the age of your parents, your grandparents, that outdated system. And sure, my mum, she doesn't understand how I generate money. She obviously sees the evidence for it in my lifestyle, but she doesn't understand because I don't have this quote-unquote safe job. Remember that our parents are often asset poor, yeah? They got loads of liabilities. So they love you, but they're going to give you the wrong advice, all right? They have that kind of conflict of interests that they want to keep you around. They don't want you to disappear and go and live in South America or Asia. And I can understand that. They also don't understand risk in that they see downsides in the forefront of their mind. So here's a good example. All right, when I'm taking risks, I'm talking about getting into situations that have small potential downsides and huge, if not infinite, potential upsides. Okay, you see a hot girl. What's the downside to approaching her? It's pretty small. She might blow you out. She might be really rude. She might give you a number and flake. She might come out on a date and then not sleep with you. They are all the possible downsides. The upsides to approaching her are that it can go really well. It's going to raise your confidence, raise your self-esteem. You're going to get the number. You're going to get the date. You're going to get the kiss. You're going to get the sex. You're going to get a brilliant relationship with her because she's an interesting person. She clicks with you. It's going to spiral into positive vibe. You're going to increase your street hustle skill set ability, etc., etc. Way more upsides than downsides, therefore take the risk. Same with starting some form of online business. Guys say, well, I have a 9-to-5 job. It's all right for you. But while I was a primary school teacher, I was going out in the evenings and doing day games on the weekend, starting to do day game coaching on the weekend, and then doing day game coaching even after I had finished my hours at school when I was exhausted. So you can juggle, all right? And now with starting an online business, how much risk is there in starting a blog or a YouTube channel? Almost zero. Okay, how much risk is there in setting up a PayPal account? Almost zero. How much risk is there in writing a book and floating it on the internet or making a video product, putting it out there? Yeah, it might not go well, might not sell as many as you thought. You might have to change it. You might not be happy with it and you might have to redo it over time. But think of the potential upsides. Yeah, being able to move from the current career you're in now to doing that thing that you love, that you're good at, that thing online, that thing via Skype, that thing where you are the asset, which will give you freedom. The upsides are infinite. But if you don't understand risk, which is what I was saying about your parents, they are risk averse. You know, they've got lots of liabilities, so they don't want to take any kinds of risks. If you're taking advice from people like that, even careers advisors in school who are much older than you, lecturers at university who are having this conflict of interest because they're tied down into this system, they've invested in it, so they're unlikely to suggest that you do something different. I wish I had started this kind of thing a lot earlier. I only started being a day game coach in my late 20s, but really with the information out there now, like I said, modern technology and the fact that the world has become a lot smaller in terms of hustling and doing business with customers, with girls, whatever, you should really be starting this straight out of school. Very, very questionable even now about university. Most of my friends that are really, really wealthy, they didn't go to university or they dropped out of university. It was the dot-com boom. They started projects. They started working for themselves as quickly as possible. So if I could give myself advice, if I could go back in time, I would have started it immediately after school or university, building up not only my day game skill set, I wish I had started that earlier, but yeah, untying myself, unshackling myself from what you can see as madness, as slavery. Like I said, it just feels weird looking at these worker bee guys here in Tokyo or in London or wherever. Guys in little booths, I glimpse into office windows and I just no longer understand why a guy would sacrifice all his time for a paycheck where that paycheck is just allowing him to stay still. It's like the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland. You're always running to stay still with nothing really to show for it, right? Even paying into a mortgage, yeah, you get the property when you're 60, when you're 70, but think of all the sacrifices you've had to make for what, 2-3 weeks of holiday per year, So I don't want to moan because I want this podcast to be positive. It's not about wallowing in self-pity, looking at others. It's about finding the right mentors, finding the right alternative education, which is easily possible with things like YouTube and podcasts, free books online, seeking out people that have been there and done it, whether that's with girls or whether that's with unplugging. And I used to feel like I wasn't qualified to talk about financial freedom, but in the last couple of years, certainly when I do talks or when I visit guys and to do coaching, I feel like, yeah, what I used to feel was a fantasy is now a reality. I'm living it. What I thought was going to be a temporary thing of, you know, a bit of travel, a bit of Airbnb, a bit of fun with girls, a bit of dabbling on the internet, that's become real. And midway through this year, I remember sitting at home. I was in Wales. My mum's retired, so she was pottering around in the kitchen. I was sitting there on my laptop, taking a Skype call, writing a bit of my new material. Then I went to make a video. And my mum smiled and she said, "It really is what you do now." And she smiled because when I was a kid, I was forever tinkering around with making radio shows or, you know, trying to build my own little TV channel. I always had this kind of independent hustle thing going on, even as a kid, which allowed my creative juices to flow. I was always interested in making these little funny compilation things, or I used to make magazines and sell them around the street for 20p. My mum would photocopy them at work. I was always a bit of a Del Boy in that sense, and finally it had come true. And even though my mum doesn't really understand how things like PayPal and Amazon and YouTube and WordPress work, she sees that it's real. So for me, I wish I'd done it earlier. To you, if you're in your late teens, early 20s, I'm saying get it sorted by the time you're 30. There's no excuse now why a man shouldn't have all of this sorted, his day game skill set sorted, and this financial freedom sorted by the time he's 35. Once again, it's not about being a millionaire, a billionaire. It's about having enough money that you don't have to be answerable to anybody else. You're in control of what you're doing. You answer to yourself. You can live where you want. You can do what you want on your own schedule. And you don't need as much money as people tell you. Only consume what adds value to your life and your objectives, yeah? And a big no-no is following the mainstream media, getting caught up in all this negativity, all right? If the world's going to end, you will know about it. Guys are getting sucked into pessimism and doom and gloom everywhere you look, on social media, on blogs, on things like Twitter. Guys are spending their day trapped in this this poison of negative thought, and mainstream media is pretty much useless for the goals that I've been talking about today. So just simply don't consume it. It goes against all the principles we've spoken about, yeah? It doesn't give you objectivity. It doesn't give you clarity. It doesn't give you freedom of thought. It has an agenda. I'm not saying it's something horrible and evil. I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but just because it's available doesn't mean it's good for you. It doesn't mean you have to consume it, all right? It comes down not to them trying to have an evil plan to take over the world, but just about themselves making money. They are business people. They want clicks because it improves their advertising revenue. All right, it's clickbait. They're trying to get you addicted to it, just like coffee providers are, just like sugar providers are, just like any form of sales. They want revenue. All right, it's designed to make you keep coming back for more and more. It's all about ratings. So just don't be part of it, because the minute you step outside that, again, it's clarity, being objective. If you can manage to do that in your current situation, great. If you can't, just go for a walk, all right? If that doesn't give you clarity, then leave your town for a while. If that doesn't work, then leave your city or leave your country, leave your continent. Zoom out, go into space, get this clarity on your life. You need to step away for a little bit, because those problems that seem massive now, they're just like shadows on the wall, all right? The moment you realize that they're just little mice, they're not monsters. So I'm not saying there's a conspiracy theory against you, just like I say, there's no conspiracy theory from women against you. You be in control. You be accountable to yourself. There we go. Enough of Uncle Tom ranting about financial freedom. But check out my video product, Flowmads, available online if you want a little bit more about how to become that flowmatic, nomadic guy who no longer just does day game in his own city, but does day game around the world. I'm going to be talking more and more in the future about financial freedom and ways to do what I do, because it's a popular topic. But anyway, that's it for today. Back next week from London. I've got some coaching coming up. Yes, I have. One of the dates is sold out, but I've got, let me just see, one coaching space left for December on the 12th. That's the day of the 12th. It's a Saturday Street Hustle training session. Two students, so I've got one space left from 12 o'clock till 5 p.m. It's learning the London day game model live in field with demos and wireless mics. It's 400 quid, much cheaper than if you do a one-on-one with me, because there's that other student there, and we'll be doing it on the street, in cafes and stations, and soaking up those lovely Christmassy vibes. If you want Skype coaching with me, wherever you are in the world, to talk about your day game, to talk about dating, to talk about texting, to play me MP3s of you in action, and to troubleshoot, to micromanage, see what's going on, then we can do that. If you want to talk about the self-publishing, the financial freedom, that kind of thing that we talked about today, then sure, that's also fine. Anywhere in the world, we can do Skype. Or if you're in London and you want a face-to-face chat over coffee, same thing, get in touch. It's tom@tomterrero.com. The frequency of the videos on YouTube, you might have noticed they're not daily. They're every few days because, like I said, for December and maybe a bit of January, I've got this big project that needs to be finished. All will be revealed. That was it, podcast 38, checking out from Tokyo, Japan. Sayonara, goodbye.